Trib Live Radio presents Gladiators of the Cage online at GOTCMMA.com and on Twitter at GladiatorMMA412. It's time to get all the inside info on the Pittsburgh MMA scene right now, right here, only on Trib Live Radio.
Welcome back for another week here on Trib Live Radio of Gladiators of the Cage MMA Half Hour. I'm Justin Labar alongside Robert and Scott, the executives.
Hey, Justin.
The executives from Gladiators of the Cage MMA, based here in Pittsburgh, which you can watch them on their website. You can watch them on YouTube. You can see them from anywhere in the world as they are the premier pipeline in the MMA world for the national talent that you are seeing. And guys, we're right here on YouTube. Again, subscribe, please, to the Trib Live Radio YouTube. And, of course, you can go over and check out the Gladiators of the Cage YouTube channel as well, where they have all their fights from their past events. And we're talking Ronda Rousey, the always popular search term, the chick that is against the do nothing.
She does everything.
The do nothing bitches, I think, is who she hates.
The do nothing bitches. There you go.
Ronda Rousey making news, first female to be on the cover of Men's Fitness magazine, and now she will be the first female athlete to co-host the Juggernaut in television, which is ESPN Sports Center. That's going to be Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. It'll be her and Lindsay Zarniak. Ronda Rousey.
She's just doing everything, you know.
Doing everything.
Right now.
Got the November fight coming up.
It's funny because you got Conor McGregor out there claiming he's the number one seller. He's bringing all this money in the UFC, but he's not on the cover of Men's Fitness. He's not going to Sports Center.
He's not in Fast and Furious.
You know, he's not in Fast. He's not in Entourage.
not Entourage.
So, and by the way, I just watched that, and she did a good job in Entourage. I enjoyed her part in that movie. But
he's not standing in the ring with The Rock at WrestleMania.
he's getting a little. He's just too annoying now. You know,
he's a great heel.
He's a great heel.
Initially, he was okay. You could tolerate him. Now, he's just an annoyance, not even worth watching.
I think he just needs to make himself relevant and by putting things, you know, Ronda Rousey is the queen of the UFC right now. And, you know, they put her in the headline of UFC 193 in Australia. And it's a 70,000-seat venue. They claim this is going to be their biggest attended show and their most viewed. And that's all because of Ronda Rousey. And now they have a co-main event that features two female fights. Yeah. So, you know, are the females taking over the UFC or what? You know?
It certainly feels that there's a certain amount of momentum. I mean, again, when she's the biggest box office draw they've ever on a sport that on history is based off just male testosterone and just, you know, who's the best fighter, and you have a woman as the box office draw. It's quite, you know, it's.
But she is. She's in every mainstream media now. If you think about it, she's the one that's been bringing the UFC. She's bringing it everywhere.
I think she's bringing a pulse. Back
she's doing right now in this spurt. For MMA, what Tiger did for golf.
Exactly.
And Tyson was the next chapter for boxing. It revitalized boxing after, you know, the Foremans and the Alis and the Frasers had passed. I mean, it's just so interesting to watch. That's what I love about Ronda Rousey, just this bubble. Eventually it's going to burst, but right now it continues to rise.
She's riding high. And now, you know, they got the promo video for UFC 193 out there. And the little girl that plays that part of her is actually her real sister in real life. So really? That's kind of cool in itself. If you watch the promo video, the girl looks just like Ronda, and it's actually her little sister.
I just thought it was good casting, Cole.
It's a great promo video. I've watched it two or three times now, and it gets you pumped for that UFC 193 fight.
Well, another promo video we won't be seeing, at least anytime soon, at least it's going to be delayed, is that of CM Punk, the former WWE pro wrestler, who had a very loud and ugly departure, and still somewhat loud and ugly.
Oh yes,
are they still pissed at him?
Well, he's involved in litigation with the doctor. It's a whole bit, which I'm sure we'll talk more on whenever it gets closer. But Punk's been training in Milwaukee. It's been awaiting the time.
We thought
they were going to be coming soon, announcing an opponent, but he has been delayed with a shoulder injury.
Up to a month, they claim. But by the time he does decide to make his UFC presence known or his debut, it's going to be irrelevant. Nobody's going to care anymore. So, you know, the longer they keep pushing this back.
I didn't care at first. Does that
matter? Well, you know, for the people that are involved in WWE and stuff, it's kind of exciting because you had the Brock Lesnar crossover when he did it. CM Punk seems interesting, you know,
But they don't last long.
They don't, but the problem is
Brock
Lesnar
comes in, makes his little, okay, here I am, and then he's dead, dying.
Brock
of some disease,
at least had a great pedigree, and he did fight UFC or MMA.
I knew he was going to get me.
But I'm going to say this before.
Pink tie, no, he's coming to get me.
I'm going to say this.
He should.
The other thing with Brock, let's remember this. Brock came, obviously, comes in, he ends up winning the title relatively quickly, and from now, what we know now, looking back, Brock dominated for the time period he did with diverticulitis. with a disease. But most of us would not be out of would not be sitting.
He shouldn't even have gotten that title.
That's
that quick,
what I well, but
here come should, to UFC. Here's a title.
Well, but
he at least had some MMA background. CM Punk has
he was an
none
he was an
whatsoever.
All American wrestler, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was all American wrestler. So, the fact that Brock did what he did with diverticulitis, that to me is phenomenal as is. But yeah, Punk is just a box office thing. If he wins, if he wins the first one, he bubble rises.
But even in this state. Greg Serb, the commissioner of the Pennsylvania Athletic Commission, wouldn't even issue CM Punk a pro license because of the fact that he's never fought MMA. He's never been in an octagon. He's never been in a cage. He has no amateur fights. We've had on our card professional Muay Thai fighters, professional boxers that our commissioner would not give a pro license to and made them fight amateur, at least three amateur fights before he gave him a pro license. How is this guy getting a pro license?
And wrapping up this video, that's my last question for you. I wanted to know this because that was a conversation that kind of came up right around when the topic was hot when Punk announced his signing was what states are going to allow him to fight?
Well, not Pennsylvania, I can guarantee you that. Yeah, I'm sure Vegas because they allow everything. So his
if Vegas lets Floyd Mayweather get away with whatever he wants. Then.
More than likely, his pro debut will be in Vegas where they issue the licenses out like candy. So, but I know in this state he would never get a license. He would have to fight amateur, and he'd have to start out at level one. So, you know, he just wouldn't be able to jump right into it. Like I said, we've had pro boxers. We've had pro Muay Thai fighters. We've even had guys that fought a pro MMA fight, in Alaska? And then they come to this state, and the commissioner goes, no, he's got to fight amateur. That one didn't count. Made him fight an amateur fight.
You got to respect that, though. He's trying to bring some integrity back into MMA.
But they're
going to
issue this guy a pro license right off the bat, for whatever reason.
Well, we're an exclusive bunch here in the Commonwealth. Make sure you hit subscribe. Make sure you hit subscribe to Triple I Radio every single week at 3 o'clock. We are talking MMA with Robert and Scott from Gladiators.
For a half hour. We need more time, folks. Call in your complaints.
there's your PSA. All right, let's talk. Daniel Cormier, who ends up beating Gustafson, he was given up, and I was amazed by the size and the reach difference in these two.
Amazing it was. It's an amazing battle. Amazing
unbelievable.
Battle.
Cormier wins
by decision.
By decision, winning the 205-pound UFC title. Were you guys surprised by this?
I wasn't surprised. In my DraftKings pick, I picked Cormier, but I wasn't surprised. I think he's a tough fighter. I think he was going to bring it all, and he wanted that title. And you know, I wasn't surprised, but it was a great fight. I mean, it was toe to toe for the entire five rounds, and then he won by decision. And it was exciting. I was
selfie Scott over here. Selfie Scott,
you gotta take selfies for Instagram. Come on, smile, you asses.
listen, man, we're trying to talk MMA here. You taking selfies? What are you gonna do with that?
Go on with your bad self.
What are you gonna do with that?
Go on with your
send that to your girlfriend, which you don't have.
You focus. Focus.
I bet you.
I'm sorry.
I bet you Porky Chegwick never took a selfie on the air.
Well, he's gonna send that to that imaginary girlfriend he doesn't have.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, I thought your role in this was to bring the girls in. What has happened?
Well, I mean, you see that works out well.
You see what I'm sitting next to here.
Don't blame me because of your inadequacies.
That has nothing to do with you picking up the phone
He's too busy running down Catania and everything else to worry about anything else.
If he was to shave and he was to bathe today, I would have brought a girl in.
All right,
but
let's get back
on
track.
As I can see at home.
Hey, Jessica I, who we love, and she's done stuff with our promotion. She had her fight this weekend, too.
Ooh, that was disappointing. I was expecting a little bit more from her.
Yeah, but she ended up losing in a decision to Pena, and, you know, we were all disappointed. But, you know, she's still a tough fighter. We still believe in her, and, you know, hopefully she has a few more fights with the UFC in her contract that she can get a couple more wins. So far, I think she's had one win with the UFC, and I hope her career isn't short-lived there.
She's a great fighter. She's very personable. They would have to keep her around.
Although, you know, if she did come back, we would more than be happy to have her on one of our cards.
How about Cher? Tell me about this.
I don't understand. Cher, I don't know. Cher's getting, in her 70s now? I don't know. Somewhere old. But she's sending out tweets in support of Nick Diaz.
What's going on
about
here?
His 5 years.
What's the deal?
I don't know. Maybe she likes him.
Who's
know.
This?
Cher, the singer Cher.
Still alive?
She's
not a girl. She's still trucking along.
She's
from Katanning, isn't she?
No, I would be proud if she was, by gosh, I'll tell you. So don't, you know, there. This is what I'm saying. This guy's going to come to Katanning someday, and he's going to need help, and he's not going to get
it. Katanning's a great place. The best part about Katanning? When you're leaving. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, Katanning.
So Cher said
the Katanning tribe will hunt me down.
She sent out this
3 million
tweet.
Followers.
3 million her followers on Twitter. And she, you know, I don't know the reason behind it, unless she's a big MMA fan, big Nick Diaz fan. I really don't know.
I got to find this here. I don't know. Cher's always baffled me.
That's an understatement there.
Cher's confusing to me.
Yeah, well, ever since her, she married to Sonny Bono. Who was she married to?
Sonny and Cher, right?
Sonny and Cher, yep, back in the day. So.
I don't know. I just never got on the Cher, the Cher bandwagon.
Her kids are confusing, too, so it's not just her.
I don't know. Not a big Cher fan.
But yeah, I don't understand why she did it, but she did. So
anyway,
moving on from Cher, you know, you had some interesting other things that happened on other MMA promotions, especially in Beckley, West Virginia, with Ruckus in the cage.
Before we go to the phone here, this got Bleacher Report. This got some national attention.
It did, and this
I wouldn't have posted this.
This
man.
Is a small
I wouldn't
promotion.
Have posted
this
video.
If this is what
why
you,
not? It's publicity.
It is.
It's the same reason why you post about a chick that's got double E boobs.
That's different.
In a weight class.
That's right.
Double D's. How do you explain
this
shit
was
yourself?
Not D's. D's don't do justice. D's was.
This fight wasn't about a good kick to the head
he
or a
shits
great
himself
knockout,
in a ring, crazy.
A great submission. This was about pooping. Okay.
But here's the best line, though. Here's the best line.
I hate that word.
The guy, Travis Wolford, the guy. And his nickname is the Brown Bomber.
It is. It's a Brown Bomber.
You can't write this.
You can't make that up.
Brown
you make it
but
up.
Well, he was true to his name, wasn't he? He left a Brown Bomber.
It's like a pro wrestling thing. It's like.
But you know,
is that considered leaving your mark?
Hey, and rumor has it.
His mark?
Rumor has it that he went to a chili festival after weigh-ins.
No, he didn't.
That was rumor had it that there was a chili festival in the area. That he supposedly went to after weigh-ins?
He was probably chasing your boy Josh. He probably had chili in the weigh-ins or something.
Well, I don't know about – I mean – but, you know, he got submitted, and it wasn't even like he got knocked out cold or something. And,
wow.
But, you know, if you're eating – who knows what that good chili is out down in West Virginia, it might have been some straight-through stuff.
Right, let me ask you something. So if you end up shitting yourself in the middle of a thing, what happens?
Maybe
they come
in
and clean that up and then just let you continue?
You got, it's like should, blood. You got to keep fighting.
You should at least get docked a point.
Can I like throw some at you or something? Like,
but they do have video of this. If anybody wants to go watch it, you can go watch it on video. You know, just Google search it and you'll come up with it.
What do you Google search?
Hey, listen, people got some weird habits out there. They might want to see
it's
this.
It's like
I
seeing
don't
a
know.
Car accident. You just got to slow down and stop and see. All right, Robert, I'm going to let you introduce our guest that we have on the line right now. I'll let you do
well, we have Josh the Sandman Sansbury. He's a – man, I've been trying to get him on a card now for – quite some time. He's fought with the Ultimate Fighter, but he's out
Bellator.
Of
Bellator. He fought out of Bellator, yeah.
So he's fighting out Bellator of which club's he fighting out of, Scott?
That's a good one.
Well, we got him on the line. Let's.
You got me on that one. I'm like,
I'm gonna let him figure it out. I know, but I'm gonna let him figure it out.
I'm messing with my Instagram. Leave me alone.
Josh, okay. Are you on the line?
Hey, what's up, Robert? What's up, guys?
Hey,
how are you?
Good, Josh. How are you, buddy? Hey, Scott has, for some reason, forgot what gym you fought out of. I know, but I'm trying to let him figure it out. So why don't you remind him where you're out of?
I fight out of Team Impact in my hometown of East Liverpool, Ohio.
See, there I told you.
See,
you didn't
so Team Impact.
There you go, fella.
Weren't you just talking crap on East Liverpool? Didn't you say that like it was
he
worse
talks
than
crap
Katanning?
On everybody.
East Liverpool's not as bad as Katanning.
Didn't you just say it was worse than Katanning? Josh, I heard him say it. I heard him say it.
One hit to the head, Josh. He's done, so you're all right, buddy. I've been trying to get you on a card for the longest time. Now, every time I see you in an event, I'm coming over there and shaking your hands and I'm going to get you. Well, I finally got you, buddy. And I got you coming here to fight with Victor Jones. So how do you feel about finally getting on one of these cards?
Man, I'm looking forward to it. You know, like you said, we had talked in the past and, you know, scheduling and some things didn't work out, and so finally we get to link up, and I'm looking forward to fighting for Gladiators of the Cage. That's definitely something that, like we said, we've talked about, and I'm looking forward to do. And as far as my opponent, you know, I think Victor's a tough guy, and I'm just looking forward to coming in and doing what I normally do, and putting on a show for the fans October 24th.
Yeah, well, we've had some people say, oh, why Victor Jones? Why Victor Jones? And we
I was one of them.
Yeah, well, you know, I think Victor Jones is a tough opponent. I think he's going to
bone,
you know,
crusher.
He's going to bring a fight. So, and I think that you're, you know, you're always prepared. So you're going to come and bring your fight too. So what are you doing to prepare for this fight in your training regimen?
Man, I've been working hard lately. The fights fell through for me, you know, in the last few months, you know. But I've been staying super busy. You know, I'm sure you guys know I train with, you know, Ambridge's own UFC fighter, Chris Dempsey. And we got a tough gym of guys down here. Joey Holt also fighting on the card with me that night. You know, I stay in the gym. I stay real busy. So as far as that goes, I've just been, as of now, you know, looking for a fight. And we made it happen the 24th. And I'm super excited to get back in there and show all the improvements I made and, you know, just how hungry I really am. So.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
We definitely know you're hungry, and like I said, you know, ever since your injury that you received on The Ultimate Fighter, it's been a you know, you've been coming back from that, and you know, and getting the fights here and there. But your last couple fights, you know, you've come through flying colors.
Right. Yep. I think you're right, and you know, and that's I thought I went out to Denver my last fight in November, and I fought an undefeated fighter, and you know, the hype that came with the fight, you know. I thought maybe it would take me, you know, to the next level. Didn't work out, you know, and I'm just looking to keep fighting and you know, kind of just keep, I love to fight, man. It's like any other sport. If you guys, you know, play football, wrestling, man, you practice. And when it comes time to playing the game, there's nothing more, you know what I mean? That's the same way I kind of look at fighting, you know, you practice, you train, you get better, and then you look forward to going out in front of your friends and your family and, you know, get to kind of show what goes into the training and behind closed doors and stuff like that. So, you know, that's a big part of it, and I'm looking forward to it.
Josh, Justin Labar here. Thanks for joining us. Talk to the audience about, you know, you've obviously had a lot of experiences, you know, Ultimate Fighter. You know, you're talking about, you know, getting, you know, fighting out in Colorado. What's the politics like in trying to climb the ladder? You know, a talented guy like yourself, you're training hard, working hard. What's it like in terms of, you know, linking up with the right people, the right gym, staying away from the wrong people? Talk to me about that.
It's, you know, it's kind of tough, you know. You see people, you know, like now, you know, Conor McGregor, that's, you know, outspoken and, you know, and all that type of stuff. And that's just kind of not my character. So that kind of, as far as, like, you know, pushing myself by being that type of person, like, it makes it kind of tough, you know. You don't stick out by being humble a lot of the times, you know. But that's the type, I'm not going to change up who I am just to get to the, you know what I mean, one of them type of things. So I think, you know, what I focus on is continue to get better. And proving myself every time I step foot in a cage, and to keep, and eventually there's no way that they're going to be able, the politics won't be able to play a factor after, you know, I continue to keep racking up the wins and getting better, and like I said, just doing what I love to do, basically.
Well, Josh, I know you're excited to be on the upcoming Gladiators of the Cage card. What's the reputation of Gladiators of the Cage, you know, to you and in the MMA community? Obviously, you sound excited to have this fight, and again, for a guy who's trying to make it, you know, to the top. Obviously, you feel confident in working for these guys and working on their shows. What have you seen or heard from their shows in the past?
And I'm good friends with Dominic Mazzotto and Dempsey and a lot of the guys that were kind of, you know, that's kind of their home turf up there, Gladiators of the Cage. So I've always heard good things about it, and from what I've seen, you know, I've always, and like we were talking a little earlier, Robert and I, we have talked about it. So I've always kind of looked forward, in the back of my head, I've always known that I was going to fight, you know, on one of these cards. And like I said, I'm just looking forward to it. Now we got it inked up, and you know, for the 24th.
It took you long enough, man.
Don't listen.
You took it long enough.
We've been talking about it. I am so excited you're finally on one of these cards. I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to seeing the fight.
Yeah.
And believe me, to get the Sandman in my cage is exciting for me. And I'm very excited about it.
You could call off your Chris Dempsey, because every time we see him, he's like, what's going on with Stansberry? You're going to get him on your card. Stansberry. I'm like, Christ's sake, Dempsey. Go back to Ambridge.
That's my boy, man. He keeps me on my toes, that's for sure.
You're right. He is our very good friend of mine. And you know, He's a good character, good egg, and I feel that he's one of the people you want around you to make it to the next level.
Absolutely.
Well, Josh, thank you very much for joining us. If you guys want to follow Josh on Twitter, you can follow him at Sandman Stands, and of course, he also has a link off of there to his Facebook profile. Again, Josh is going to be on the October 24th card.
I'm excited.
GOTC MMA 19 at the Sirius Shriner Center in Cheswick, PA.
Hold me down.
If you can't get there live for whatever reason, check it out on GOTCMMA.com. And, of course, you can go to the YouTube channel as well and see it after the fact.
And so, we're going to get that radar really zoomed in on you from the UFC, Josh. We're gonna work hard to get that done.
Hey, Josh, do you have any shout-out sponsors you want to say what's up to?
Man, I'd just like to honestly right now just kind of thank my family for you know what I mean, holding it down. You know, I got three boys, you know, a seventh grader playing football, and then, two peewees playing. So they've been, you know, bearing with dad, you know, having to work out extra and stuff like that. And, you know, I want to thank them, you know, Rochelle, my kids, and my parents, just everybody, my training partners, everybody from East Liverpool who's always had my back and been loyal through thick and thin. You know, I'm just coming to fight for them, and that's what I do it for. So looking forward to it.
Good stuff, Josh. Thanks again for taking the time out, and good luck on the 24th.
All right, brother. Thanks for having me on, guys.
See you at weigh-ins, brother.
Hey, thanks, Josh.
Josh Stansbury, yeah, very humble guy.
Most of them are. I mean, there's very few of them about spoken like
that. He's not a Conor McGregor type.
Well, there's very few like that.
I taught him everything he knows since he was a kid.
Scott, I bet you if you're a fighter, you'd be an outspoken Conor McGregor type.
You think?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and he'd be on the losing end of a record.
Yeah, I was a boxer. I didn't do too bad at that point.
So, guys, we only have a few minutes left here, but I do want to get to this point because I know you guys put it on the script here. Talking about organization having to cancel fights due to lack of fights, due to cancel a show.
It was complete devastation. MMA was supposed to fight. Charlie the Madman Gathers was to be the main event on that card. And they had to cancel their event, which was on October 3rd. And, you know, you hear things through the rumor mill, and everybody's blaming a promoter, blah, blah, blah. It's Drew's the fault. It's this and that. You know, but you got to look at the totality of the circumstances. You know, and everybody wants to blame a promoter. But, again, did the fighters get their paperwork in? Did the fighters do the things they had to do to make this happen? You know, everybody wants to blame the promoter. But, no, you know, of course the promoter's not pushing blame on anybody. He had a little back and forth with Charlie Gathers on Facebook. But, you know, this is not an easy thing to do, be a mixed martial arts promoter. It really is not easy. You got to deal with all the fighters. You got to deal with the commission. You got to deal with all the pains and aggravations of paying the bills. You got to deal with everything on top of everything. And if the fighters don't take care of their thing and the fights get canceled because of lack of fights, now is that the promoter's fault? Or if you dig deep enough, was it the fighter's fault?
Let me ask you this. I often wonder this because sometimes you look at a card for a promotion and you go, wow, that's a lot of fights. Obviously, bearing in mind that some fights might only last a minute, depending on, you know, what's going on. And for your standards, for GOTC, what is the bare minimum number of fights that you will put on and feel that you're going to give the fans?
The state says they want you to have five to seven. We try to have 10 or more. But we schedule, you know, we've scheduled up to 18 fights. And then at the end of the day, we have 10. They just get boom, boom, boom. People jump off the card. People don't get their blood work done. People get injured, which we just had a fighter get injured in a motorcycle accident himself. We wish him well. But there's always a factor in it. So like I'm saying.
You kind of want to plan for more, and then you're going to lose a little bit.
You're going to lose at least 4 to 5.
That makes sense.
But this CDM, I'm stressing the fact everybody wants to blame the promoter for ZDMMA for canceling this show. But if you really dig deep enough, whose fault probably was it really? Do you think that promoter wanted to cancel that show?
Right.
He's going to get fined.
I'd be the first one. I'd say the fighters. I mean, it's just them. The gym's not staying on them to get their blood work in. Responsibility for them to say, hey, we want to be an MMA fighter. That comes with responsibility.
You do, and you have a
get
deadline.
Get that damn blood work in.
You have a deadline. You got to get that stuff in on Friday before weigh-ins to the commissioner of the athletic commission, or he shuts it down. And if he shuts it down, that's the end of it. So, you know, if you dig, I don't know who's to blame for the cancellation of the show, but I'm sure it's going to put a hurting on that particular promotion. However, people need to dig a little deeper and find out why that show actually got canceled. Like I said, I've taken fighters to get their blood work because I have means to, the day of the weigh-ins to get the blood work right. done before the deadline.
Hospital, yeah, sure.
So, I mean, it's not an easy job. I
want to give a shout for local MMA brought to you by J&D Waterproofing in Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania, for all your residential water leaking solutions. Real quick, just some things coming up. Obviously, with GOTC MMA 19, check it out. October 24th, Sirius Shriner Center in Cheswick. If you can't be there live, check it out live streaming on GOTCMMA.com. Some other events prior to that, coming up this Saturday, I believe, would be October 10th, Dead Serious MMA 16 in New Jersey, and Big Gun 17 in Ohio on October 17th. And, of course, again, Gladiators of the Cage coming up on the 24th. And don't forget, for all you country fans, presented to you by GOTC, a nice little promotional night, Friday night, November 20th, Trace Atkins going to be up in Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to that.
So, Swing, Better Swing, Honky Tonk, but Donkey Donk, and everything. All the songs.
Gone Fishing, it's great, man.
Trace Atkins will be up there. And again, GOTC MMA, October 24th. If you can't be there live, check it out live streaming on the website, or you can check it out at Black Bull Saloon, Cadillac Ranch, Grub Sports Bar and Grill in Indiana. Gladiators of the Cage is everywhere. It's impossible for you to miss them. If you are an MMA fan, check it out now.
Be
if
there.
If you want to know
Watch
who
it.
Is the, on the rise,
Do
Gladiators
it.
Of the Cage is putting them in the cage. For Robert, for Scott, I'm Justin. We'll see you next Tuesday. Thank you for listening.